South Africans are still battling the Beta variant, which was first discovered in the country a year ago, triggering a deadly second wave. Victress Matutu is a young mother working in Johannesburg and expresses the growing stress and concern about the possible impact of the new strain.
We are left very hopeless, very hopeless. People have been expecting the declining of the virus after they got vaccinated. Now we are not even sure if the vaccines we took will be able to fight this new variant or not.
Scientists have called for calm, saying it's too early to conclude that the new variant is deadly. This assurance has brought no comfort to citizens like Lindy Shabangu.
I'm at the point whereby I'm just living with hope, and I'm just praying and hoping for a better tomorrow. Whatever happens, happens, and we go through it. And as long as I'm in the cities, I will go with the flow until I leave the cities.
Throughout the pandemic, many jobs and livelihoods have been lost, with unemployment hitting a record high. Families have lost their loved ones. Stephen Maps says they do not wish to go through such trauma again.
My initial fear is that with the vaccines that are being developed, I'm not sure if they will all be able to deal with the new variants as they become detectable. We can only hope for the best.
Under the current level 3 restrictions, contact classes in schools and universities have resumed. But there are some that fear the C.1.2 variant may reverse such gains. The National Institute of Communicable Diseases, NICD, says the new variant, which is in the same lineage with SARS-CoV-2, is still limited to low frequency. Penny Moore from the NICD told a media briefing that the World Health Organization, WHO, has been notified, although the variant has not yet fulfilled WHO's criteria to be classified as a variant of concern.
It shares some common mutations both with Beta, which was responsible for the second wave in South Africa, and also with Delta. And we know that some of those mutations do confer immune escape, and that means that it's likely that this variant will show reduced sensitivity to antibodies.
South Africa has been the country worst hit by COVID-19 in Africa, with 2.27 million infections and over 82,000 deaths, and is struggling to bolster vaccinations, with fewer than 13 million people getting a jab out of a population of 60 million. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.